For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is again defending the federal response to Hurricane Maria, which ravaged Puerto Rico.
We've done a great job in Puerto Rico, but we have to help them. But I love the people of Puerto Rico, and we're going to help them.
Trump commented while talking with reporters at the White House. Some Puerto Rican officials have slammed the federal response. This week, San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz called on all Americans to stand with Puerto Rico and let President Trump know the territory will not be left to die. Fire crews continue working to contain the deadly wildfires in California. At least 36 people are confirmed dead in four Northern California counties because of the fires, and over 200 people are still missing. Firefighters are battling high winds as they work to contain the fires. A red flag warning has been posted across much of California. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
The government reports on a piece of the U.S. economy. Chris Barnes has the story.
The Commerce Department report out Friday morning shows retail sales recovering, but just not quite as much as experts had predicted they would. Sales jumped 1.6% last month, a tenth of a percent below retail analysts' forecast. But it's still the biggest boost in 2 years. The gain in retail sales represents a solid recovery after they fell 0.2% in August. I'm Chris Barnes.
Outside the White House yesterday, President Trump defended his decision to decertify the Iran deal.
We'll see what happens over the next short period of time, and I can do that instantaneously. I like a two-step process much better.
He said his administration is very unhappy with Iran. The comments followed his announcement that he is decertifying the Iran nuclear accord. He did not pull the U.S. out of the deal, but left that option open. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A new report from the CDC is not so healthy. USA Radio's Jason Wirt has the full story.
Federal health officials say nearly 40% of the U.S. adults are obese. The study released by the CDC also says 19% of American youth are obese. The percentage of obese adults is the highest in the nation's history. The CDC says obesity among adults has been rising steadily since 1999, and the trend shows no sign of slowing down. I'm Jason Wirt.
Las Vegas police are refining their timeline of the events in the mass shooting that happened on October 1st. At a press conference yesterday, Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo said security guard Jesus Campos encountered a barricaded door in the Mandalay Bay Hotel at 9:59 p.m.
He went to the doorway that he was dispatched to originally to address the open doorway. He mitigated that situation and subsequently received fire from the suspect.
Lombardo said it took approximately 6 minutes for Campos to encounter shooting suspect Stephen Paddock. Lombardo said Campos was wounded and Paddock began shooting on the Route 91 Harvest Festival shortly afterwards. Lombardo said it took about 12 minutes for officers to arrive on the 32nd floor of the hotel, and that's when Paddock stopped firing on the crowd. He said he was offended that some people in the press have speculated that he has purposefully misled the public about the timeline. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.